弟兄姊妹大家平安，
小的 brothers and sisters，
感谢神的恩典，让我们平安的又过了一个星期。
Thank God for His grace for guiding us through another week。
我们今天晚上继续在教会一起来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福。
May God bless all of us for gathering here to worship Him tonight。
小弟现在奉主的圣名，跟大家来查考神本体的真相是耶稣。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to study upon the topic the express image of God's substance is Jesus.
我们从今天开始读经进度进入希伯来书。
Starting from today, we have entered into the book of Hebrews.
我们刚刚读完了民数记。
We have just finished the book of Numbers.
那是以色列选民在旷野的旅程。
And that recorded the journey of the Israelites in the wilderness.
他们旷野旅程的最终目的就是要进入迦南地。
Their ultimate goal in their journey in the wilderness was to enter into the land of Canaan.
那迦南地是神应许的。
For that was the land promised to them by God.
在那里有牛奶与蜜，在那里他们可以得到真正的安息。
In that land there is milk and honey, and in that land they will have true rest.
所以他们在神的应许地里面得到自由，得到满足。
Therefore, in the promised land of God, they will be freed and they will be satisfied.
他们可以在神的救赎底下去仰望将来神为他们预备永远的家乡。
Under the salvation provided by God, they can long for the home prepared for them.
所以旷野旅程其实就让我们看到了今天我们在走天国路的同样的一个缩影。
Therefore, the journey in the wilderness is also an example for all of us today.
我们今天跟随主也是在走一个旅程。
Today, when we follow the Lord, we're also traveling on a journey.
我们的目标其实也是要进入那永远的安息。
And likewise, our goal is to enter into that everlasting, eternal rest.
在这个人生的路上，我们可以得到真正的满足、喜乐以及平安。
And that in this path of life, we may receive this true joy and true rest.
那在每一天的生活里面，都仰望耶稣基督所应许给我们的那天上永存的家乡，就是永远的救恩。
That in every day of our life, we may also look up to the everlasting home and promise our Lord has given us.
那旧约历史其实它告诉我们是一个救恩的预表。
The history of the Old Testament is in fact a prefiguration of salvation.
真正救恩的实体是在新约主耶稣基督来了以后。
And the true image of salvation is seen after Lord Jesus Christ comes into the world.
所以整个旧约其实都在讲，都在一直预言着耶稣基督来到。
Therefore, the entire Old Testament prefigures the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
一直在告诉我们有一个永远的救恩为世人预备着。
He continues to tell us that there is this eternal salvation that has been provided for mankind.
那这个人物要来执行神救恩的就是耶稣基督。
And the person who was to come to exercise this salvation was Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们读完民数记之后，我们现在进入希伯来书。
After finishing the book of Numbers, we now enter into the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书是一卷非常特殊的书卷。
Hebrews is a very special book.
因为这一卷书，它基本上把旧约的精神，有关于预言耶稣基督的，都在这一卷书里面，所做一个很详细的说明。
And for within this book, it has very detailed description of the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
他的中心人物就要讲耶稣。
And his ultimate, the central character is Lord Jesus Christ.
他要用旧约的经文来印证耶稣基督就是神所预定的来人间的救主。
And the book references Old Testament scriptures to prophesy and to testify how Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
他来了以后要改变世界上所有的一切。
After he comes to the world, he is to change everything within this world.
他带来了更美的恩典。
And he brings about a far better grace and salvation.
要完成更美的工作。
And he is to accomplish, fulfill a far better work.
他要给我们看到更美的盼望。
And he will let us see a far better hope.
所以在耶稣基督里面，我们可以真的非常的平安。我们真的可以在世上奔跑路上，这个天国路上不会迷失方向。
Therefore, in Jesus Christ, we truly can have this true rest, and we will not lose our direction on this journey.
所以希伯来书呢，因为它引用很多旧约圣经，如果旧约圣经不熟的，读起来就非常的难懂。
Because the book of Hebrews references many Old Testament scriptures, so if we're not familiar with the Old Testament, then it may be a difficult book for us to read.
这一卷书, 光是直接引用, 旧约经文就有差不多40次。
And so this book alone has referenced about 40 Old Testament verses.
那它里面所讲的道理, 引用的这些经文的意识, 如果把它通通算起来, 200多字, 基本上都跟旧约的经文有关系的。
So if we summarize the whole book, there are about 200 places that is directly related to the messages in the Old Testament.
它从头到尾都讲了, 基本上, 都跟旧约圣经有关系。
So from the beginning to the end of the book, it is related to the Old Testament.
但是他都一直在证明耶稣就是这个救主。
They repeatedly emphasize to testify that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
他所传达的信息是更美的。
The messages which Lord Jesus preached is the better one.
他是更尊贵的, 更重要的大祭司。
And he is the more noble and the most noble high priest.
他是更美的, 我们新约的中保。
And he is the better mediator.
我们今天 只有靠着耶稣基督才能够得到真生命。
Today, only by relying on Lord Jesus Christ can we obtain this true life.
那如果我们真的信靠耶稣的人呢?
And today, for those who truly believe and rely on Lord Jesus Christ,
我们也认识耶稣基督了。
We also know Lord Jesus Christ.
那接下去我们会过一个不同的生活。
And we will lead a different life.
那这个生活就是, 有信心的。
And this is a life full of faith.
就是有盼望的。
And that is one with hope.
就是有爱心的。
And it is one with love.
所以, 整个希伯来书可以分作两个段落。
We can divide the book of Hebrews into two sections.
从第一章到第十章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 10.
他就在论证耶稣基督到底是谁。
It is proving and testify as to who Lord Jesus Christ is.
所以有人说希伯来书就是第五个福音书。
Some people say book of Hebrews is the fifth gospel book.
因为他用旧约来引证。
Because it references the Old Testament to prove the salvation grace of Lord Jesus Christ.
它的每一个论证里面都有条有理的。
Within each proof, it has its supporting verses and facts.
我们会看到希伯来书里面一直在提到更美的。
So within this book, we can see it continue to mention a far better, a more excellent.
在耶稣基督里面，所有的都被进阶了，都提升了。
So that is within Lord Jesus Christ, everything has been elevated to a different level.
所以第一章到第十章，它基本上讲主耶稣基督的身份，他的工作。
From chapter 1 to chapter 10 describes the work and the status of Lord Jesus.
从11章以后到13章。
From chapter 11 to 13.
他就在讲，真的认识耶稣基督里面的生活。
And tells us of the life you lead after believing in Lord Jesus.
有信心的人, 对主耶稣有信心的人会是怎样过日子的?
So how would a person with faith will lead their life?
真的相信耶稣基督是有盼望的。
A person who truly believes in Lord Jesus is one with hope.
他是会怎么样, 在面对这个苦难的时候,
So in times of facing tribulations,
他能够跨越,
you're able to surpass it.
他能够真的是看清楚那个罪的重担。
They're able to see the burdens of sin.
所以为了要得到那个盼望,
in order to obtain that hope,
我们的生活会改变, 会成为圣洁。
So they will transform their life to lead a godly life.
然后他会讲到爱心。
Also speaks of love.
我们要有信心, 有盼望, 有盼望的人一定会在生活上表现出彼此相爱的这种行为。
And to be a person of hope and faith, you will also be a person of love and practicing love in your life.
不但会去爱关心我们 亲人，我们周围的朋友。
Not only will you love and care for your families and friends around you.
我们甚至会把这个爱心延伸到那些也许我们不认识的人。
You also extend your care and love to those that you may not know.
在世界上有一些可怜的，我们会生出怜悯的心来。
And for those who are poor in the world, we will have a compassionate heart toward them.
我们会愿意效法耶稣基督所留下的榜样。
We are willing to imitate the examples left by Lord Jesus Christ.
然后等候。 他的再临,
and to wait for his second coming.
所以希伯来书呢, 它基本上, 是跟我们的生活很有密切关系的。
Therefore, the book of Hebrews is directly related to our life.
不要把它当作好像很难懂的一本书。
And don't think it is a very difficult book to understand.
其实我们在领会的时候, 一般我们在聚会听道理的当中, 很多时候领会只会引用希伯来书的道理来佐证。
And in fact, many times in sermon leadings, many of the speakers will reference verses in the book of Hebrews.
其实我们可以自己做个统计。If
we make a summary ourselves.
我们有时候如果在听到的时候做笔记啊,
So if we take sermon notes.
你就把那个讲道人他们所提出的这个警告或者是他们的劝勉那个经文都把它记下来。
So if you can jot down all the warnings or the encouragements spoken about by the speakers.
然后也许我们可以一段时间里面就回去去浏览浏览一下我们所记的笔记。
Another period of time, you can go back and review your notes.
你就会发现到底多少领会人会引用希伯来书的道理来提醒我们。
Then you may realize how many of the verses actually come from the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书里面他在论证耶稣的工作的时候
And the Hebrews, when the book of Hebrews speaks about the work of Lord Jesus,
他相对的提出至少差不多七次的警告
At the same time, it talks about mentions warning seven times.
他特别用旧约所发生过的事情
It references back to incidentsthat had happened in the Old Testament.
然后他会给我们一个提醒说，所以一定要怎么样。
And then it gives us a warning saying, therefore, do not do this.
或者是应当要做什么。
Or therefore, this is what you ought to do.
因为他都已经有一个很清楚的论述之后，他提出一个连接词说，所以要怎么样。
It has given you a very clear direction telling you, therefore, this is what you should or shouldn't do.
啊，所以希伯来书其实我们经常在引用的。
So in fact, we're often referring to the book of Hebrews.
那可是有时候我们自己在读的时候
But times when they're reading it ourselves.
因为我们如果一章一章的读，有时候读完第一章就忘，读完这一章就忘记前面说什么。
If we're reading it, chapter by chapter, we may forget what is in the previous chapter.
然后我们有时候就在当中就迷失了。
Then we will lose ourselves in our readings.
那其实我们这一次已经是第二次在读这个。书卷我们已经是第二轮了。
So this is actually our second time studying this book.
我们上一轮如果读到希伯来书，我们读不懂的，这一次我们再仔细的读，我们一定会更懂。
If we couldn't understand it fully last time, so this is our chance to be able to understand even more.
因为我们已经对整个圣经已经有读过一次了。
Because we have read through the entire Bible once.
我们旧约圣经基本上所谈的，不管是历史，不管是先知的预言，我们都已经。
So whether it is a history or a prophecy of the prophets in the Old Testament, we have all read through it.
我们会越来越明白希伯来书所讲的这些道理。
We'll be able to further understand the teachings within the book of Hebrews.
我们现在先来看一些希伯来书第一章。
So let's first turn to the book Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书一章一节一开头，他就直接说。
So in the very beginning of the chapter, it says,
他都没有任何的介绍,
has no introduction,
他就直接进入主题,
dives directly into the topic.
神在古时候借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖,
and God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets.
第二节说,
Verse 2,
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们,
and has in these last days spoken to us by his son.
他说, 又早已立他为承受万有的。也曾借他创造诸世界
whom he has appointed heir of all things through whom he has made the world
第三节说 他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相常用他全能的命令托住万有他洗净了人的罪就坐在高天至大者的右边
and who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power when he had by himself purged our sins sat downAt the right hand of the Majesty on high.
一开始的时候，他只有讲到在末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们，就是神借着他的儿子来告诉我们一些话。
So in the very beginning, only talks about how in the end time he has spoken to us through his son.
那这个儿子是谁
？So who is the son?
这个儿子现在要跟众先知以及列祖来做对比。
So the son is now comparable to.To the various prophets and the fathers.
然后要接下去，他还要再跟这个众天使来对比。
And furthermore, he's to be compared to all the angels.
这个儿子呢，他其实是他说第二节那里说，他是创造诸世界的。
And the son, in fact, is the one who created all the worlds.
神借着他创造诸世界。
And God, through him, made the worlds.
所以他是创造的主。
So he is the Lord of the creation.
他也是承受万有的。
He is also the heir of all things.
也说最后所有的权柄都在他身上。
And that is, in the end, all the power and sovereignty is in his hands.
那他是又是神借着他来告诉我们一些信息的。
God, through him, has spoken his messages to us.
所以他好像是被神所用的来传讲 信息的，就好像先知一样的。
And as if he's a prophet, someone used by God to speak his messages.
哦，所以那这里就看到，哎，这个儿子他具有多重的身份。
So we can see that the son possesses many different titles and statuses.
那这个儿子呢？他说他又是用他的全能的命令托住万有的。
And it also says the son upholds all things through his power.
也就是说，这个世界的存留是因着他的命令。他的命令叫他存留，他就存留。
And that is the world exists through his command and his upholding.
哦，他如果说灭亡了，就灭亡了，这样。
If he were to say destruction, then this world would
go away. 所以他的话，他的命令是有绝对的权柄。
So his words hold absolute power.
而且是真的是有全能的。
It is truly with power.
然后呢，他又是洗净了人的罪。
He also has purged of our sins.
他要把人的这个污秽把它革除。
He is to wash away the filth.And the sins of man.
他来做这个除罪的工作。
And he has come to do the job of purging.
那他做完之后，他现在就坐在高天至大者的右边。
After this purging our sins, then he sits down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
所以现在他的工作，这个除罪的工作已经完成，他已经完成了。
And he has now accomplished his work of purging away sins.
就坐在这个至大者，天上高天至大者就是神，这位真神。
And now he sits down at the right hand of the Majesty, which is God.
好，那所以呢，一开头的时候，他就在讲这个神的儿子。
So the very beginning described the Son of God.
那这个儿子之所以特别，是他跟那个以前的众先知不一样。
The son is special because he's different from all the other prophets.
第一集一开头是说
，In the very beginning, it says.
他说神在古时借众先知哈，有很多的仆人呢，多次多方的。来晓谕列祖。
So at various times and in various ways in the past, he has spoken through the fathers by the prophets.
也就是说，他们在告诉这列祖有一个救恩的盼望。
That is, he told the forefathers that there is this hope of salvation.
那古时候就是这个，当时候作者他认为这是以前发生过很久以前的事情。
So the author deems that these were things that have happened long in the past.
那这个先知哈，是每一个人都得到神的启示。都一部分的启示。
So every prophet have received part of revelation from God.
在每一个时代，渐渐的把这个神的计划把它显明。
So in every different generation, they will slowly reveal God's plan.
没有一个人可以完全的明白神的计划。
And not one prophet was able to fully understand the plan of God.
所以我们看到旧约圣经在预言这个救恩的时候，它就是一个部分一个部分慢慢这样子。加上去的。
And this is why when we see prophecies in the Old Testament, it's section by section added on top of each other.
每一个先知所讲的信息都是一个神救恩的一部分而已。
So the prophecies and messages spoken by every single prophet were merely a part of God's whole plan of salvation.
真的没有一个先知一个预言是完整的，能够把耶稣基督一生把它讲清楚。
So not one prophet spoke of a prophecy that could.Complete the entire life and salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
就像摩西一样
and just like Moses.
你看摩西，他跟神面对面的，很亲近的。
We see how Moses was very close to God and spoke to God face to face.
神把他的话语跟他讲。
And God gave him His words.
神甚至让摩西看到他的荣耀。
God even let Moses see His face.
但是摩西也没有办法完整的看出耶稣基督他这个救恩所表达这个人物到底是谁。
But Moses could not fully comprehend this image or this salvation brought about by God, by Jesus Christ.
至少在摩西跟神有接触的时候
At least during the time when Moses was in contact with God.
他当时候很想要知道神的名是什么
He really wanted to know the true and the real name of God.
哦，所以出埃及记三章的第十四节
So in Exodus chapter 3 verse 14.
那时候摩西要问神说：“神啊，你叫什么名字
？”So here, Lord Moses asked God, "What is your name?"
我要怎么去跟这以色列的同胞介绍是你叫了我去？你的名字是什么
？So what should I tell the Israelites, and how should I introduce you to the one who has sent me?
三章十四节，神没有跟他说他的名字。
But in chapter 3 verse 14, God did not tell him his name.
神只是跟他说他的本质，他就是自有拥有的。
God merely told him his essence, which is he self exists.
他就是自己存在的。
And he self-exists.
他没有开始，没有结束的。
For he has no beginning, he has no end.
他是一切都是创造，由他开始。
So all life begins with him.
所以神没有跟摩西说他的名字是什么。
So God never told Moses what his name is.
所以不管摩西再怎么样 知道神的旨意。
So this, regardless how well Moses understood God's will,
他就是不知道这个神的名字最后会以什么样的神是用什么名字出现在我们人间。
So he was never able to know how God will appear or in what form, in what name God will appear in this world later on.
一直到耶稣基督出现的时候。
Up until the appearance of Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们才知道，哦，真的这个名字是神自己取的。
Then we know God had made his own name.
然后这个名字是要带来救赎的。
And that was a name that will bring forth salvation.
那就好像你看在旧约时代，其他的先知，你看像弥迦就预言说，哎。这个救主会在哪一个城市出现
？So just like in the Old Testament, Prophet Micah testified, prophesies about which city, the Savior will be born in.
那撒迦利亚先知预言这个耶稣是君王，他骑着驴驹子进耶路撒冷城。
And Prophet Zechariah, prophesies about how, the Savior will be like a king ridden on the and will enter into the city of Jerusalem on the donkey.
所以每一个先知他们所预言耶稣基督的这个救恩都是只有一部分而已。
So all the prophecies of the prophets were only partial.
但是一直只有到当主耶稣来了以后。
But only up until the point when Lord Jesus comes.
现在在这个末世，所以耶稣主耶稣出现的年代。
So in the generation when Lord Jesus came.
其实就是已经末世。
And that was in fact the end time.
所以末世，如果从希伯来书的作者看来，当耶稣来到人间的时候，就是末世。
So according to the author of Hebrews, the time when Lord Jesus came into the world, that was considered the end time.
他第一次进入人间里。
The first time when he came into this world, into human world.
他来传福音。
He preached the gospel.
他来献上他自己的生命。
He offered his own life.
然后他完成了之后，他就回到天上去。
Upon completion, he returned to heaven.
把他的工作交给他的门徒继续。
He entrusted his work to his disciples.
然后他就应许说，有一天他要再来。
And he promised them that he will come once again.
所以所谓的末世就是耶稣基督进入人间以后。
So the so-called end time is after Lord Jesus has come into this world.
一直到主耶稣基督再来。
Up until the time when Jesus comes again.
这个整个时间历史的时间里面叫做末世。
And the time frame in history is called referred to the end time.
所以我们现在在末世的尾端。
So we're situated in the end period of this end time.
因为耶稣基督他要再来的日子一定比他之前比历史上之前更近了。
Because we are very close to the days when Lord Jesus will come compared to the time when he first came.
所以事实上圣经的提醒我们说时候不多了。
So the Bible reminds us that we have not much time left.
在你看这个现在神在这个末世的时候，借他的儿子，他现在就完整的把神的救恩告诉我们。
So during this end time, God through His Son has spoken to us the full and complete salvation.
所以主耶稣基督他来，他就让我们完全明白神是怎么样救赎我们人类的。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ came, so He allowed us to understand how. We are.
他让我们看清楚神给我们的盼望是什么。
He lets us see clearly the hope that God has given mankind.
他让我们很明白的，他所建立的国度是属灵的祭司的国度。
That we may clearly understand that the kingdom which He established is one of holy priesthood.
所以主耶稣来把神的救恩完整的让我们明白，他把这个真道一次交付给我们。
And Lord Jesus Christ came to clarify this plan and this gospel of salvation once and for all.
好，所以主耶稣基督他就是神救恩最重要人物。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ is the theme and central character in God's plan of salvation.
他本身其实就是创造诸世界的。
He himself is the one who created the worlds.
他本身其实是这个救恩的实体。
And he himself is the express image of salvation.
第三节特别强调说
，Verse three says,
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And he is the brightness of God's glory.
所以耶稣基督是神的荣耀。
So Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of God.
主耶稣基督他是光。
Lord Jesus Christ is the light.
所以你看在约翰福音里面他就强调说耶稣基督是世上的光。
Therefore in the Gospel of John it emphasizes how Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
希伯来书里面的一些道理跟约翰福音是类似的。
And many teachings in Hebrews is correlated to that in the book of John.
特别在第一章的时候如果对照看约翰福音第一章就很像。
And especially when you study Hebrews chapter 1 with John chapter 1.
这个世界也是借着耶稣基督造成的。这个在约翰福音一开始就这样讲。
In the very beginning of John chapter 1 also says the world was created through Jesus Christ, the light.
生命在他里头。
And life is in him.
他就是世上的光。
And he
他是真光。
He is the true light of the world.
哦，所以他是，他说这个儿子是神荣耀所发的光辉。他接下去强调说是神本体的真相。
And the Son, being the brightness of his glory, is the express image of his person.
这神本体的真相，意思就是说是神。 神本来是个灵，是看不见的。
So the express image means God originally is a spirit which cannot be seen.
是神是灵，他是没有一个物质上我们可以摸可以看的。
So God is a spirit, so he is not in any form that can be touched or seen.
但是神本身，他说，你看他当时候跟摩西说他是自由拥有。
But God said to Moses that he is who he is. I am who I am.
然后他是爱。
And he is love.
他是公义的。
He is just.
哦，然后神其实是圣的，圣洁的。
And God also is holy.
那这个神的这些美德，他现在要把它具体化在我们眼前。
And so he is to make to us all the attributes of God, so we may see him.
这个所谓的神本体的真相，就好像是把它刻下来，用一个什么东西把它刻了一个样子。
So this express image now can be seen by us as if this has been made into a form.
那所以现在神这个灵进入人间里面，成为人。
So the Spirit of God has entered into the human world, becoming a man.
所以主耶稣基督是神道成肉身。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ is God in the form of flesh.
他是要让我们可以明白说，这位这么完美的神呢、啊？
So he lets us understand this wonderful God. So how is he related to us?
哦，所以我们现在看哥罗西书第一章。
So let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第一章。看第十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
第十三节，他救了我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他爱子的国里。
So 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
14节说 14, 我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
And whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins.
15节，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
16节
16,
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的。或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
17节，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is before all things, and in him all things consist.
那这个就是在配合，就是在互相呼应希伯来书里面他所讲的。
And this collaborates with what is recorded in the book of Hebrews.
耶稣基督是那不能看见神的像。
So Lord Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God.
所以把不能看见的神具体化了在我们眼前。
So he had made an invisible God and turned into a form presented before us.
跟我们一样有血有肉。
He's just like us with blood and flesh.
但是他所展现出来的就是神的荣耀。
But what he manifests is the glory of God.
他就让我们看到什么叫做爱。
So he lets us see what love is.
让我们借着相信他有盼望。
And through believing in him, we may have hope.
我们可以借着他得到力量。
Through him, we may have strength.
所以耶稣基督是神本体的真相。
So Lord Jesus Christ is the express image of God.
耶稣基督本身就是神的奥秘。
Lord Jesus Christ himself is the mystery of God.
所以哥罗西书二章的第二节啊。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
他这里特别最后一句话说，使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
And so that they may have full assurance understanding that the mystery of God is Christ Jesus.
所以神的奥秘就是在基督里面显现出来。
And the mystery of Christ is manifest and revealed in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天要知道神的奥秘，一定要先认识耶稣基督。
Today, in order to understand the mystery of God, we must first know Jesus.
我们要知道神的奥秘，其实是为了要得救而已。
So to know the mystery of God is only for us to be saved.
神的事情，我们为什么要知道
？So why do we need to know the matters of God?
我们要知道是跟我们的救恩有关系那一部分。
We only need to know the things that are related pertaining to our salvation.
今天如果没有神设立这个救恩呢？
Today, if God did not establish the salvation,
那我们每个人其实跟动物没有什么两样。
So all of us are no different than animals.
劳劳碌碌过一生就死了。
We labor and toil our entire life, then we pass on.
啊，最后真的是虚空的。
So in the end, we will all lead a life of vanity.
但是因着有神。
But because we have God.
我们现在知道，哎，我们生命其实有一个归宿。
And we all know that after we die, there's a place we will go to.
我们就不一样了。
So our life will be very different.
我们的生命本身啊，就变成有内涵，是丰富的。
So our life will be one with purpose, with meaning.
所以神的奥秘其实就是要我们今天 本来没有盼望的人，现在在耶稣里面有盼望了。
So the mystery of God is one to, in fact, to bring hope to those who were once without hope.
神的奥秘是什么
？So what is the mystery of God?
以弗所书第三章。
If we read Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第四节，他是保罗说他知道基督的奥秘。
So in verse 4, Paul says he knows the mystery of Christ.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这个奥秘就是外邦人在耶稣里面可以借着福音可以同为后世同为一体同盟应许。
And this mystery is that the Gentiles should know to be fellow heirs in the same body, in the same partakers of his promise in Christ.
所以我们现在要知道神的奥秘其实就是要知道这个救恩的部分。
So in order to know the mystery of Christ, we need to know the part pertaining to salvation.
我们在基督里面。
That in Jesus Christ,
我们可以得到应许。
That we may obtain his promises.
在耶稣里面表示说我们会来领受这个福音。
And to be in Lord Jesus Christ means we have accepted, received the salvation.
所以神的奥秘就是基督。
So the mystery of God is Christ.
所以我们今天为了要得救，一定要先认识耶稣基督。
Today, in order to be saved, we must first come to know Jesus Christ.
我们知道耶稣多少会决定我们在这个世上要过什么日子。
And the extent of our knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ will determine the way we lead our lives in this world.
主耶稣基督他的深度真的是远超过我们所能够想象的。
And the depths of Lord Jesus Christ far surpass our comprehension.
他一个很短暂的生命，只有在世上几十、三十几年。
He only led a very short, about 33 years of life in this world.
但是他所讲的每一句话
，But every word that he spoke.
你看多少人在研读、在思想，然后再得到力量。
You can see how many people are reading and receiving strength and receiving comfort from those words today.
他的爱有多广
？And see how wide and how broad his love is.
他的那个。对世人的接纳，他的付出，我们没办法想象。
And we cannot imagine the acceptance and the tolerance he had, compassion he had for the people in this world.
所以主耶稣基督他的生命之深，我们一定要用心的去查考他。
So we must use our heart to understand the depth and the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们才真的能够去效法他。
Only by that can we imitate after him.
成为他真正的门徒。
And to become his true disciple.
那我们越认识耶稣。
The more we understand Jesus,
我们的生命会越有方向。
And the more our life will be with direction.
我们知道要怎么样来充实我们自己。
We know how to make our life meaningful.
我们也知道说在这个世上要怎么样借着耶稣基督得到帮助。
We also know that how to rely on Lord Jesus Christ to receive help in this world.
主耶稣他是来解决我们人的罪的。
Lord Jesus came to resolve the problem of sin.
所以他是来洗净人的罪。
So he came to purge away sins of men.
他本身就是有这个资格。
And he is qualified.
因为他比所有的世人都更高。
Because he far surpassed all the men in this world.
他基本上是神成为人。
Because he himself was God in the form of flesh.
在希伯来书里面，他在强调耶稣基督他是神的儿子。
Book of Hebrews emphasizes how he is the son of God.
但同时他在强调耶稣就是神。
At the same time, he also emphasizes how Jesus is God.
我们现在看回来希伯来书第二章。
Turn back to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第一章里面，他没有讲到这个名字是谁啊
？So the Hebrews does not mention what is the name of the Son is.
他只有说他是神的儿子啊。
He only mentions that he is the Son of God.
我们先看第一章第四节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 4.
他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
So having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
你看，他这里提到他承受的一个名啊。
So here says he inherited a name,
比天使的名更尊贵
which is far more excellent and better than the angels.
那天使啊，一般的人都会很尊重天使嘛。
So most people we will honor the angels.
当时候的那个这个犹太人啊，就是希伯来人啊，他们有人也崇拜天使。
So back then, during that time, some Jews and Hebrews they also worshipped angels.
所以我们在圣经里面看到几个天使的名字啊。
So in the Bible, we can see a few names of the angels.
那但是这些名字其实它的能力有限。
But we know these angels, their power is limited.
它毕竟不是神。
Or they are not.
天使是第十四节说是服役的灵。
So in verse 14 says, angels are merely spirits of service.
他是要奉神的差遣为那个承受救恩人效力的。
And they are sent to minister for those who will inherit salvation.
所以天使基本上是听神的差遣去执行工作救恩的。
So angels are merely ministering spirits.
真正的权柄是在神手上。
And it is God who holds the true power and sovereignty.
现在他提到这个神的儿子有一个名字，比天使的名更美。
So here mentions that the Son of God possess a name far better than the angels.
我们现在看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第二章第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人藏了职位。
Verse 9, but we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone.
到第二章九节的时候，在第一次出现耶稣这个名字。
Up until chapter 2, verse 9, first time mentions the name Jesus.
这个名字，他第一章已经提到他是很尊贵的。
So in chapter 1, mentions that this name is one of utmost precious.
他现在提到他比天使小一点。
And here it mentions he was made a little lower than the angels.
其实是因为耶稣基督他带着肉体。
And it was only because Jesus Christ carried flesh.
进入我们人间的时空里面。
And he entered into the realm of man.
他就受到肉体的限制了。
And by that he was constrained by this flesh.
所以他顺服天父的旨意。
And that's why he submits to the will of the Father.
他在肉体当中他受苦。
So in flesh he suffered.
也只有肉体的受苦才有办法完成神的公义。
Only through the suffering of the flesh could he fulfill the righteousness of God.
所以他的肉体死亡。
So he died in flesh.
但是他得到的就是荣耀尊贵的冠冕。
But he obtained that crown of glory and righteousness.
他这里特别提到说，因为神的恩，他是为人尝死味的。
So it was by the grace of God that he might taste death for us.
哦，所以他本身就是万物所本的，就是基本上万物都属耶稣基督。
So he is the source of all things, and all things belong to Jesus.
那他现在进入人间里面，带着肉骨，为人的罪受苦。
After he entered into the human world, he carried flesh and suffered on our behalf.
在这个受苦当中得以完全。
In the midst of suffering, he was made complete.
就成为我们得救的根源了。
And by that, he became the source of our salvation.
所以他在这个希伯来书，他一层一层的要把主耶稣基督他所做的工作把它解释清楚。
So level by level, the book of Hebrews explained the work of Lord Jesus Christ.
他现在提到的就是这个名字。
So first, it mentions the name.
所以耶稣基督他是神本体的真相。
So Jesus Christ is the express image of God himself.
这个神成为人，具体化在我们世人眼前的。
That God
带了一个名字叫做耶稣。
God came in the form of flesh and appeared before man and by the name of Jesus.
他是神特别指定的儿子。
He was specially appointed son.
作为儿子要来解决我们人的罪。
He was appointed as a son to come and resolve our problem of sin.
哦，所以这个主耶稣基督哦，他在世上所彰显出来的那个形象，我们要效法，要去思想。
So the image which is manifested by Lord Jesus Christ is one that we need to imitate and think about.
那因为希伯来书哦，他一直在强调哦，耶稣基督他在世上做救赎这个工作。
The book of Hebrews emphasizes on the salvation work Lord Jesus has done in this world.
我们会发现他最后他不但是这个神的儿子。
So in the end, we realize that he is not only the son of God.
他是祭司。
He is a priest.
他是那个他是那个祭物。
And he is the offering, the sacrificial offering.
也就是那个
sacrifice.
要赎人罪的那个祭物，那个羊羔。
And he is the lamb that was to be sacrificed.
然后最后他成为这个神坐在宝座上。
In the end, he became the God who was seated on the throne in heaven.
所有的工作都是由耶稣基督完成。
So all the work were accomplished by Lord Jesus Christ.
可是其实在第一章里面他就已经预先告诉我们这个信息。
But even in chapter 1, he had foretold us this message.
我们现在看回来第一章的第四节。
If we read back to chapter 1, verse 4.
他现在讲到这个他的名字。
So it mentions about his name.
然后呢，接下去从第五节以后呢，作者他就用了七个经文来印证主耶稣基督他的身份。
So starting from chapter 5, verse 5, the author uses seven references to prove his status.
哦，所以从第五节一直到第十三节啊。
Starting from verse 5 to verse 13.
他引用了七个旧约经文。
He has referenced seven Old Testament scriptures.
从诗篇到撒母耳记下。
From Psalm to Second Samuel.
然后到那个其实他有讲到引用了那个以赛亚书里面的信息。
He also referenced messages in the book of Isaiah.
但基本上最多就是诗篇的。
And mostly are from the book of Psalm.
那我们就看到说，其实诗篇里面呢，很多有关于主耶稣基督的预言呢。
So we can see within the book of Psalm, you can find many prophecies regarding Lord Jesus Christ.
希伯来书作者就一一引用了。
So the authors of Hebrews have referenced all of them.
那我们现在直接看第八节。
So let's read verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他说论到这个儿子呢，却说神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
And so verse 8, but to the Son he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom.
你看他在这里，在这一段里面，他在论到这个神的实则哈。
So this message is scripture talks about the Son of God,
or
the messenger of God.
神的实则，这个指的天使。
So the messenger referred to angels.
第七节是说神用风为使者，有以火焰为仆役。
And verse 7 says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?
真的，我们看到，你看神降临的时候，就有火出现了。
So whenever God appears or descends, there is appearance of fire.
你看神降临的时候，雷轰闪电。
So when God appears, there's thunder, there's earthquake.
哦，所以风其实是灵，同样一个字。
So flame of fire is the same as wind.
那所以这个就是你看神出现的时候会带连带的现象。
So this is a phenomenon that happens when God appears.
好像神的使者走在前面一样。
And just as God's spirit leads before him.
然后之后神出现。
And God appears afterward.
然后但是第八节说论到子呢。
But verse 8 says, but to the Son, he says,
神啊，你的宝座是永永远远。
And your throne, O God, is forever and ever.
所以看到这里，这位神的儿子，他实际上是君王。
So the Son of God, he is a king.
他是神本身，他说是神呢。
He's God himself, he is God.
那你是喜爱公义的，是恨恶罪恶，是完全正直公义的。
And you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness.
你看他说他是用喜乐油膏，他是喜乐的源头。
And you are the source of joy, for you have anointed with your oil of gladness.
所以这个子其实就是这个神在人间的显现。
So the Son, in fact, is the manifestation of God in man, amongst men.
你看到第十节,
verse 10.
他说又说主啊，你起初立的地的根基，天也是你所造的。
And you, Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
所以他这里提到这个主，这个子其实也是这个主。
So the Son also is this Lord.
他是立天地的创造者。
And he is the creator who created and laid the foundation of the earth.
然后 他说天地都会灭没，但是你是长存的。And
even though the worlds will perish, but you remain.
这个就是，你看这个 出埃及记3章14节里面所说，我就是自由永有。This
is what is mentioned in Exodus chapter 3 verse 14 that I am who I am.
这个儿子，他说是主，是永存的。So
the Son is a Lord, he is everlasting.
第十二节说，你的年数是永不改变，你的年数是没有穷尽的。And
so verse 12 says, you are the same and your years will not fail.
哦，他在这个其实都引用诗篇102篇的那个经文的。And
these are scriptures referenced in Psalm chapter 102.
这个只是永不改变的。And
the Son will never change.
我们如果对照看第13章的第8节哈。
If we turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
13章第8节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
这个耶稣基督他说昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以这个就是他的永存性。
So this is his eternal, this eternal essence.
所以主耶稣基督不管从他的名字上来看。
So Lord Jesus Christ, whether from his name,
从他的尊贵性来看,
from his nobility,
从他的权柄来看,
or from his sovereignty,
以及从他的荣耀来看,
or from his glory,
都是神本身的显现。
And these are all the manifestation of God himself.
他比天使更尊贵。
He is more precious than the angels.
但是他比人受更多苦。
But he suffered more than all men.
所以主耶稣基督，他就是这么样的特别。
And this is how special our Lord Jesus Christ is.
他让我们可以来亲近他。
So he allows us to draw close to him.
因为他跟我们一样。
Because he is just like us.
最后我们能够真的明白原来神这么爱我。
In the end, we may finally understand this is how much our God loves us.
那这个神的名字,
And the name of God,
就是耶稣。
Is Jesus Christ.
我们在信主的时候,
When we believe in God,
我们第一个会改变的就是我们 对这个神的称呼，对这个神的认识，名字我们会先改变。
So the first understanding, first change we may have is how we call this God.
你看过去我们不认识耶稣的时候，我们不知道神是谁。
So before coming to know God, we don't know who Jesus is.
我们不知道称哪一个所谓哪一位神是主。
So we don't know which God to call Lord.
因为 要称作要把这位神称作我的主，表示说我愿意顺服他。
So in order
在所有的层面上都愿意顺服他。
And to be able to call a God our Lord means we're willing to submit to them in all aspects of our life.
耶稣基督是我们的主。
And Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord.
主耶稣基督传福音的时候
，When Lord Jesus Christ preached the gospel，
他告诉他的门徒
，He told his disciples，
以后你们要奉我的名字求。
In the end, you will pray to me in my name.
这个名字是充满权柄。
And this is the name full of power and authority.
你们需要的时候，你求这个名字就对了。
In times of need, when you pray to this name, then you will be answered.
哦，所以主耶稣他跟门徒在约翰福音十四章这样说。
In John chapter 14, Lord Jesus said to his disciples.
我们现在看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这个就是耶稣的名字。
This is the name of Jesus.
你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子的荣耀。
And whatever you ask in my name, and I will do that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
十四节。
14.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。重复一次。
If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
所以主耶稣说我的名字。
Lord Jesus said my name.
是我们可以求的。
It is one that we can pray to.
奉他的名求。
And we can pray in His name.
这就是权柄。
And this is power.
这就是神。具体化在我们的生活当中。
And this is how God has appeared in the form of flesh in our life.
只要愿意对他有信心的。
As long as we have faith in Him.
看第十六章。
Chapter 16 of John.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
到那日，你们什么也就不用问我的了。我实实在在告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
In that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you.
二十四节。
24.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着，你们叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and that your joy may be full.
这里就是，你看希伯来书里面他所强调这个神的儿子这个名字。
So this is a name that is emphasized in the book of Hebrews.
它真的是权柄。
It is a truly a name of sovereignty.
是能力。
Which gives power.
是我们凡事可以求告的帮助。
And it is a help that we can pray to.
啊，所以你看，
at any given time.
使徒他们就给我们留下一个榜样。
This is why the apostles have left a big example for us.
彼得、约翰他们奉耶稣名叫那个瘸子起来走路。
And Peter and John, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let the commanded the lame to walk.
你看保罗，他奉耶稣的名把那个鬼赶出去。
Paul, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, casted out demons.
那你看有人在抵挡福音的工作，保罗是奉耶稣的名叫那个人瞎眼。
And so, when people are opposing the work of God in the name of Jesus Christ, Paul made the person blind.
我们看到主耶稣这个名字真的是太好用。
So we can see how the name of Jesus Christ is truly powerful and
effective. 所以今天神他把他这个这么大的恩典摆在我们眼前。
So today, Jesus Christ has placed this great grace before us.
让我们可以一起来享受。
So that we may enjoy it all together.
我们如果继续来查考主耶稣基督他这个他所留下这么美好的信息。
If we continue to study the wonderful message of our Lord Jesus.
我们会发现说有主可靠。
So then we will realize that with God on our side,
我们的生命里面就真的有平安。
Then our life will be one with true peace.
就能够得到满足的喜乐。
Then we will have true satisfaction and joy.
真的，今天在很多危险的时候，我们呼喊主的名字，可以得到帮助。
And truly today, in many times of danger, when we call out to His name, we will receive help.
我们在心灵忧伤的时候
，when we're sorrowful at heart,
我们求告主的名，可以得到安慰的。
When we pray to His name, then we will be comforted.
啊，那我们当我们有需要的时候。
In times of our needs,
这个名字随时我们都可以用。
And this is a name that we can pray to at any time.
所以我们把主的名字非常珍贵的来使用它。
So we truly honor and reverence the name of God.
我们做什么事情都是奉主的名。
And no matter what we do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为我们知道耶稣这个名字跟我们的生命的关系的。
Because we know the relationship of the name of Jesus to our life.
它是神在我们生命里面的一个最重要的礼物。
And this is the most precious gift God has given us in all of our lives.
借着他，我们就拥有一切。
Through Him, we may have everything.
啊，所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may our Lord help us.
能够借着圣经来更认识耶稣基督。
So through the Bible, we may come to know Jesus Christ even more.
我们能够珍惜主耶稣所留下给我们这个救恩。
We may cherish the salvation gospel that Lord Jesus has given us.
用我们的生命来查考它。
And to study them with our life.
然后在我们生活当中来实行。
And to practice them in our life.
将他的话语。具体化在我们的生命中
and to be able to practice all the his words
我们一定能够领受主耶稣的名字所带恩赐权柄
then we'll be able to receive the power, the promises given through His word.
让我们成为能够真的成为耶稣基督的见证。
And we'll truly become the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
一起来唱诗。